Hey there, welcome back. Fancy neighborhoods, fancy cars. Oh, wait a minute, let's not forget about fancy monthly bills too. Sometimes they can get to be just too much. Let's go see how they handle that. Let's get started. Gated community, swimming pool, night security officer. Our HOA had it all. But for some, it still wasn't enough. This week's episode, HOA. Mary Alice and I were searching for a neighborhood where we could build our retirement home, our dream home. Then our realtor showed us Pleasant Valley. It was an island of serenity in the outskirts of the rat race city. Retirement, here we come. Like most upscale neighborhoods, Pleasant Valley has a homeowners association, or HOA. To attract as many homebuyers as possible, the developers touted all sorts of amenities. Of course, they came at a price. The monthly HOA fee. We moved into our new home next to Roger and Jennifer O'Neill and their three children, Roxy, Cody, and Brittany. Mary Alice and I just love the kids. Our grandchildren live several states away with their aspiring rat race parents. So Roxy, Cody, and Brittany became our proxy grandchildren. We enjoyed having them over to bake cookies, read stories, play Monopoly. Oh, and for me to show them my latest corny magic trick. Then it happened. Our Pleasant Valley pleasant peace and quiet was interrupted by rumblings of discontent. The developers started doing what greedy developers do best, jacking up our monthly HOA fees. After all, those amenities certainly weren't free. Swimming pool, tennis courts, night security guard, and an HOA sprinkler system to water the lavish foliage along our streets and boulevards. Well, in 3 short years, our HOA fees doubled. Homeowners went from being merely disgusted to pissed off. Receiving the Yard of the Month award is a very prestigious honor. Nearly everyone in the neighborhood pursues it with a vengeance. Maintaining those lush, carpet-thick lawns takes a lot of water. Thousands of gallons. So, when the HOA manager refused to back down from her escalation of our monthly fees, many of the homeowners did what homeowners do best. Stealing. They bribed the night security guard to look the other way. Then, under the cover of darkness, they dug up the HOA sprinkler system and tapped into all that free water to keep their lush lawns, lush. Roger and Jennifer, still raising little Roxy and Cody and Brittany, were struggling with the expenses that come with 3 active children and had to do something to stretch their monthly budget. So, like all the others, Roger tapped into the HOA water sprinkler lines. We were having a beer on his patio one Saturday afternoon when Mary Alice and I noticed his lawn was all dug up, even in the backyard. "Oh, not you too, Roger," outspoken Mary Alice shook her head. That's just plain stealing." Roger just waved it off and smiled. Our HOA manager is no idiot. When the association's water bill doubled, like our fees doubled, she figured it out pretty fast, especially when all those homeowners' lawns stayed lush and green even in the sizzling summer heat. So she had her maintenance crew dig up the HOA sprinkler line one night and install a pump to inject grass and weed killer. Lots of grass and weed killer. A week later, problem solved. Those once lush lawns shriveled up and died, turned turd brown. Oh, how those homeowners were pissed. Serves them right, self-righteous Mary Alice grinned. That'll teach them to steal. A few days after Roger's lawn went turd browned, he stopped coming out of the house. Probably too ashamed, Mary Alice gloated. But then, oh, we didn't see little Roxy or Cody or Brittany either. So, Snoopy Mary Alice walked over with a tray of fresh baked cookies. You know, to check on the kids. Oh, the reeking stench hit her just as she rang the doorbell. She dropped her tray of cookies and ran back home and called the police. In his report a week later, the county coroner stated that apparently to save even more money, Roger connected the HOA water line to their entire house. Thank you.